Well, late last year, ABC Radio National hosted the top 100 books of the 21st century countdown. You loved it. You spent weeks collating your lists, casting your votes. And along the way, I asked inspiring Australians to tell me about the books that changed their lives. Today, you're going to hear from Astrid Jorgensen, the founder and director of Pub Choir.
Hi, my name's Astrid Jorgensen. I'm the founding director of Pub Choir and very recently an author of a book called Average at Best. And the book that changed my life is called I Feel Bad About My Neck by Nora Ephron. So the book is a series of short, connected, snappy, funny, hilarious, poignant essays written by Nora Ephron that kind of are a reflection on what's going on in her life as a wonderful, vibrant writer in New York. And they're very specific stories to what's happening to her, and yet they are so relatable to anyone, I feel, especially women. They're reflections on beauty and on self-esteem and on children. I don't have children, and yet I find those essays so relatable and illuminating, and I feel like it's a guidebook to life in a non-preachy way. I love the way that she writes. I remember specifically I went and sat down and read the book cover to cover in a couple of hours. I stood up and went to the toilet, and then I read it again on the same day. I loved it so much. I cried. I laughed so much throughout. It's like reading the funniest text messages from the smartest friend you've ever had. I think this book changed my relationship with nonfiction writing. I had previously read, I don't know, maybe some celebrity memoirs, and it often felt to me like, and then this happened, and then this happened. And that is not relatable if you're not the person who went through that incredible celebrity experience or something like that. But the way that Nora writes in this book is so specific to what's going on with her, and yet it felt so eternal for me. And I think for so many women, it's timeless for a reason. And so it sort of opened my eyes to the fact that it's not necessarily about the things that are going on in the nonfiction story, but the feeling, the honesty, the truth behind what's happening. And that really opened my eyes to reading more books of this style of conversational storytelling in the mundanity of life. It's like a Seinfeld kind of energy. It's almost about nothing, and yet it encapsulates our full human experience, especially as women. So it really did change my life. I loved the brutal honesty about reflections of herself as a flawed person. By the end of the book, there was not one part of me that judged her for recognizing her own flaws. I did not see it as weakness. I thought it was really cool and powerful, actually, just to tell the truth in that way, because of course we all feel like that, but it felt actually really empowering to read someone so eloquently and hilariously and honestly talk about their own self-esteem in relation to the world and what's going on around them. And I just found that actually really empowering, and is definitely one of the sparks behind what encouraged me to write my memoir. I mean, I'm just a Nora Ephron wannabe at the end of the day. I'm Astrid Jorgensen, and that was the book that changed my life.
Astrid Jorgensen is the founder and director of Pub Choir.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.